welcome to the Questionable Podcast. Today is about our need to try and make things meet our definition of what is good and what is bad. We think life needs to be all good. That's living the right life. Our full life is when things are easy, flowing, all good. But that's actually incorrect. So let's talk about it. God doesn't make things good. Let me explain. God is good. God is here for our good. Again, God, source, universe, whatever terminology you believe in, it is ultimately for our highest and best. Here to support us, provide for us. But the way that we as humans define good and bad is what is very distorted. Because what is good from the perspective of God and what God does when we bring him into our lives and we start to surrender to something greater than ourselves, surrender to the energies, the frequencies, the power that exists outside of ourselves and also within ourselves, because that's what we're made of. Something other than our sense of self as a human, the limitations of a human. What is good from that perspective, from God's perspective, is your path. Now, I don't know about you, but being human is very messy and uncomfortable, and it's really freaking hard. And I don't want to be living someone else's life. I don't need to live someone else's life. I have enough in my own life. So if there is an opportunity for me to understand that it is not about walking a path and living a life that is rainbows and unicorns, I think that's what people are subconsciously striving for. When they start to get into the law of attraction and manifestation, when you get into human design, when you get into spirituality and religion and you're bringing God into your life, you're like, if I do these things, then life will be good. And what we typically mean by that when we think about my life will be good then, my life gets good then, is that it's always feeling good. It's always our definition of good. It's rainbows and unicorns. There's way less pain, if not no pain. Things are ease and flow. Things are very less challenging. They are happy all the time, enjoyable all the time. We have that perspective of what good means. And that's what we think is going to happen. If I live in alignment, my life is of ease and flow. If I learn to manifest and align with my soul's purpose, then everything will be good. If I bring God into my life and I lean on him, he will bring good into my life. Meaning it's all going to be good. It's all going to be easy. It's all going to be positive. But that is not how it works. And that is not what God intends for us or wants for us. He just wants you to walk your path, to live your life. When you start getting into this concept of alignment, of walking your purpose and your path, of owning your life, whether it's through the manifestation world or through the spirituality world of religion and faith in some way, the whole point is for you to be pulled onto your path, to be let go of the things that are not yours. To stop trying to walk and live someone else's life. Because on your path and on your life are your experiences, the things you are meant for, that are going to create you into who you are, who you're meant to be, who you're going to be. Your path is the only thing that can do that for you, and that is good. Your path will include challenges, hardships, difficult times. It will include achievements and accomplishments and excitement and celebrations and joy. It will include the entire spectrum of emotions and experiences, because that is what makes you a full human. The fullness that is available when we allow ourselves to be human is truly magical and powerful. Now, this is something that I still struggle with, and I think I actually just wrote a post about it a couple weeks ago or something. how being good and feeling good is not a 24/7, 365 thing? And what if I could actually just allow the times that I don't feel good, right? My definition of good, when I don't feel happy, when I feel uncomfortable, when the things are hurting, are difficult, are challenging, are stressful, anxiety-filled sometimes, depressive sometimes. Can I just let them be what they are? I can do the things that are on my path and in my being and correct for me to help support myself as a human being. But no matter what I do, I'm still going to experience things that are not quote unquote good. Can I let those things just be what they are? Be the experience that I am having rather than judging them as something that are wrong, not good, something I need to get rid of, something that needs to end, something that God needs to take away. What if I lived in the space of presence and acceptance of what is today? Can I do the things to support myself that are walking my path? Yes. Do I turn to God to help understand what my path is, to look for the guidance, to seek the guidance, the inner voice, the inner knowing of what to do and when to do it, my inner authority? Yeah. I don't need to make my life harder by trying to walk it alone. I don't need to make my life harder by making it more difficult and walking someone else's path and trying to live someone else's life. If I live my path, live my experiences, walk my life, then that's good. All the positive, all the negative that are mine are what is good. That's how God works. It is not about walking a path and living a life that is rainbows and unicorns and butterflies and all positivity and all love and light. We are meant to be human. We are here to have the human experience. That's why your soul came to earth, to this particular vehicle and body at this particular time. This human experience that is your path in this lifetime is what you are meant for. The fullness of that experience. That is what's good. And that is where God will lead you, and He will be with you every step of the way. Source is always with you. Source is walking you through it. Source is understanding and knowing that you are walking through things, going through things that are yours because they help develop you and your fullness, the fulfilling life. Comes from being fully yourself. Walking your path. That is what's good. So if you need a question, I would say the question is, where are you judging and trying to get rid of something that is quote unquote bad? Where are you expecting life to be good and easy, positive, happy all the time? And when you're not experiencing that, what do you make that mean about yourself, about God, about your life? Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Questionable Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow along so you're updated whenever there's a new episode. And follow me on Instagram at rebel.rose.life. There's a lot of other content and information available over there. And that is the best place to reach me when you have questions of your own or comments about content and things that are going on in your life. I love to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.